Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
There was so much drinking stuff in the prep today that I didn't put in because I start to feel like you guys will either think I'm calling
it's
for
too
help.
Late. It's...
No, we're actually glad you're here.
Yeah. I feel like we're constantly on an episode of How I Met Your Mother. Like, you never know when the intervention's coming.
Exactly. Every time I pull up anywhere where, like, my family's invited me, I count the number of cars. I see if I recognize them. I'm like, ooh, that's my uncle. I haven't seen him in a long time. And you're like, this is it.
Coming.
This is it. You look for the A&E van out front with the satellite up going, oh, man, we're going live.
Did you ever see that episode of Intervention? Where he was addicted to the show Intervention.
Shut up, that's a joke.
No, he came home, his family's around him.
Shut!
As they're doing the intervention, he's like, this is all I get? This is the best I get? This is the worst intervention ever.
How do you get him to stop watching? That's
I know, it was weird.
Oh my God.
So dumb.
It's, yeah.
Well, one day you'll come in and instead of Aaron hanging the Slacker and Steve banner, it will just say, Slacker's Intervention. And then you'll know.
Well, can we do it today? Can we just, can you say what you would say to me?
What do you do?
So with the episodes I've seen, if we were on the show, I'd know because I'd come in and you all would have blue cards. You'd have like a little blue index card because they like have you fill out a thing where it's like Slacker. Your drinking affects me in the following ways.
Oh, it's about us. Cool.
Yeah, you tell me. Right. Well, it is. It's like, and like, you tell me how I'm hurting you, and then that's supposed to make me feel bad. But see, what's weird is almost every show I've seen, if you're taking somebody who's self-medicating and telling them that they make you feel bad, like, the first thing they want to do is do the
self-medicate.
Like,
yeah.
Every time you see the thing, after two guys talk, they're like, can I go outside for a second? Sure as crap, they're shooting up. Every single time. And it's like the producer's like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Of course he's going to go shoot up. Or he's got booze in his pocket. Like,
that's how.
I don't carry booze, so like I'd be screwed. Oh, no. It's a radio station. There's booze within 10 feet of here.
Oh, yeah.
We might have to have it somewhere else.
True. Would you guys hide it?
Hide the booze?
Yeah. Before you
intervene
on me?
That would take too long. Right.
This is getting a little weird. I was kidding at first, but now I feel like you guys have had a meeting about
we
it.
We would drink while doing your intervention.
That's the other weird thing. What would our lives be like if one of us got sober?
I've actually been thinking about that because I don't drink that often post-incident. So it's like, might as well just... Not
because there's people listening, Aaron, who have no. It sounds like more nefarious than
after like, the incident.
I mean, TX now had an incident.
He didn't have an ambulance called.
He should have.
I had an incident.
That's
the day we drank with the Adams County sheriffs, and you danced in front of our boss, our big boss.
He was able to dance.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good dance.
I was trying to showcase some other abilities I have to move up in the company.
You didn't remember you danced until Aaron showed you the video.
Well,
facts.
All right.
I would call that an incident for sure. It qualifies.
And then Aaron did it at opening day. Like,
yeah.
What, 3 years ago?
No.
Three or four now, yeah.
No.
Because we lost a year ago.
It was 3 years ago.
It was at least.
Because
there's been an opening day this year.
Mm-hmm.
There was no opening day the year before because of COVID. So it had to be at least two or at least three. Yeah, it might have been four.
Time is weird.
But yeah, Aaron.
You know what's so messed up, though, is we are the two that drink the least.
Yeah.
And, well, maybe Steve. But, like, how come we have the incidents?
Steve pretends. Just when Aaron has a gear. I just want you all to know that all this is me deflecting, so we don't actually have to. But, like, I get there, and it's opening day, and it's packed, and you can't find a waitress. And I'm trying, and I go to one table, I'm like, oh, she just left. So I go to the next table over. Oh, man, she's coming back. And she comes back to the drinks. She's like, I can't do whatever. So I finally get her. I'm like, I want a Makers and Seven, double tall, like, ugh. And I wait 20 minutes, and she finally brings it to me and sets it down on the table. I take
and
a sip. I'm so glorious.
I bust out my catchphrase.
Which is?
Do you want to see a magic trick?
She literally does this to me, and I didn't know it was a thing. I'm like, sure. And?
Made the drink go away.
She drank my whole
double tall
Makers and Seven.
Dang.
Like, I've never, like, she spilled it on the ground.
Oof.
That was the first time she did it. Yeah. Like, because then she'd come back later and she's like, can I have a sip? And it's like, bah! And you're like, oh, crap.
It's all gluten.
And Aaron's like,
too.
Little. And you're like,
At least she didn't say a magic trick again. And you're like, well, last time I didn't like it, but maybe this time.
I was the Charlie Brown of opening day.
She would have barfed back in your glass.
Oh,
made her reappear.
I can't believe she didn't barf. But then it got bad enough that, yes, ambulances were called.
Yeah.
And there was a side mirror incident on
the
ambulance.
The good thing is nobody who works for this radio station liked our van. It was a piece of crap.
Yeah.
It was.
I mean, the first day we got it, they made it pristine. This is one of my favorite stories. No, was that the ambulance? That might have been the ambulance.
Jambulance.
Yes, we had a jambulance. The radio stories are so fun. They spent like $100,000 on this ambulance.
Yes.
Tricked it out.
Oh, yeah.
Still had the beds in the back, but then instead of like IVs and crap, it was all the electronics. Had the mast.
Yeah.
Did this thing. We did an event downtown. The engineers come out, lift the mast up, and we're all like, whoa, it's beautiful. It's this huge antenna. We're like, we're going to go back in. He's like, I'm going to take it back to the station. And he drives back to the station, got about 70 feet before the mast was clipped off by, because he never put it back down.
The traffic light pole.
Like, literally
tore it right
off. Like this, it was out for one day, and it was destroyed.
Right. We hadn't even made a payment on it.
We
yet.
Had not. we had not.
Sounds about right.
Isn't driving an ambulance kind of like stolen valor? Are you allowed to do that?
It
be like, we're not like a real ambulance. But.
I think we killed this. I think we had to legally kill the sirens. Like, they could. I don't think the sirens worked, right?
Well, they were. Yeah, at first they were, and they were elaborate. I mean, there was a lot of buttons.
Get inside, it's
lights,
so fun.
Sirens, yeah.
And then when we decided to get rid of it,
you're right.
It was just before the turn of the millennia or whatever, the year 2000. So we timed it 9 months back, and we garnered a prize. We got $10,000 for the person who could have a baby closest to when it turned January 1st, 2000. And we let people have relations in the back of the ambulance.
Because I remember coming to visit you, and you were monitoring the couples.
Yes,
couples,
I had to be outside what we called
what?
The shaggin' wagon.
Yeah.
And we had a blow-up mattress in the back of it, and there was a line around the Tabor Center.
Nasty.
And couples would get in, and
nasty.
We'd give them like 3 minutes and then pound on the...
You would time them.
Oh, my God.
Did you have to come with somebody, or could you meet someone there go in?
You just, they were couples. It was very much like the Ark. It was just 2x2 people.
And the interior was like a rainforest. It was so
humid.
I'm not kidding.
Anyway, this
Gosh.
Is why I drink.
My, how times have changed. You cannot do that now. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so gross.
Back to Slacker's drinking.
No! We're done. Okay, I'll quit.
No, you don't get off.
No, you're too much fun.
Yay! But are you going to quit, Aaron?
I might.
No.
But it's also just expensive. And
you're not going to like it. Life is too quiet.
Well, yeah, and like, I don't know, the after effects of the alcohol are not worth the hour of fun that you had while drinking it.
But you need a vice. You can switch.
Yeah,
to like
everybody needs a vice.
I love candy.
How about cocaine or something?
Steve, we're not upselling.
Yeah.
This isn't a commission-based business. Like, can I interest you in some fentanyl?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.